Technomum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology, advancing and sharing technology.
All right, I'm Tim. My mum's an engineer. I call her Technomum. She's absolutely brilliant at explaining how things work.
Tim, I said turn it off. It's tea time.
She's definitely still a mum, though. Last week, we were stuck in traffic. There's only one thing I hate more than being stuck in traffic, and that's going to the supermarket. Any ideas where we're going? You got it, the supermarket.
All these cars burning up petrol and we're going absolutely nowhere. It's terrible for the environment.
Come on, Mum. Cars are well cool. And we can't help using petrol, can we? We couldn't get very far if we put, I don't know, jam or lemonade in the tank.
You don't have to use petrol. Not now there are electric cars. I mean, they're not perfect. The electricity has to come from somewhere, and they do need charging up. But petrol is no longer the only choice. There are hybrid vehicles too.
A hybrid's like a mix of things, like a car crossed with a dinosaur.
Pretty certain that wouldn't get you very far. You're right, though. They are a mix of things. Some are called dual mode, where petrol and another fuel, like gas, share the work. We've seen the special pumps for them at the petrol station, remember?
I'm not sure I do remember seeing any special pumps. I'm not exactly that interested in petrol pumps. Petrol stations are interesting for one thing. They have sweets and comics, and that's all. But I'll remember to have a proper look next time.
Other times they're a hybrid because they have more than one power source. So you'd have your mechanical combustion engine.
That's the bit that goes brrrr, right?
It's a normal car engine, yes. So you'd have the combustion engine and an electric motor. The really clever bit is the electric hybrids generate their own power as they travel about, even using the heat that's created when they brake, which is then stored in large rechargeable batteries and released when they need it.
So hang on, cars run on electricity or with gas, but they still need petrol. So we do still all need petrol.
No, you can get 100% fully, totally nothing but electric cars.
What, like my remote toy cars that run on batteries?
Fortunately for you, engineers and scientists have come up with something with a bit more welly than your toy cars. Electric cars get their power from charging points, a bit like a mobile phone charger, just bigger. They're just one of a number of fuel-saving technologies, like cars that shut off automatically when you're sat still in traffic. Anyway, look, the lights have changed. We've arrived. Now to find a parking space.
Oh, great.
Or you. Behave or I'll make you try on school trousers. And talking of electric cars, look over there, at the back of the car park. Ta-da!
It looked a bit like a colourful bollard. There was a screw cap part on it, and a curly cable was coming out, and was plugged into a perfectly normal-looking car.
It's an electric charging point for electric cars. They're all over the place these days.
So there you go. Even here in the boring old supermarket, there's some pretty cool technology going on, and I wouldn't have even noticed without the help of Technomum. Can I stay and watch the electric car charging?
It's not doing anything. You might as well watch the fridge.
Still more interesting than going shopping.
Come on, slow coach.
Technomum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology, advancing and sharing technology.